Browns Giants.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Browns against the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Yeah.
Bet Cleveland in the game. End up winning the game, which was really awesome and great, obviously, for Browns fans. Where I stand on the game this week, and I do think... So the line of the game right now at BetMGM, and I have the screen up. I just refreshed it. We're sitting with Cleveland almost, guys, as a full 7-point favorite right now against my Giants, who are up a Giants fan.
Yeah.
My sense is, based off Cleveland's injury report yesterday, right, and I don't think we have one for today just yet, but I think this is going to be a better injury report for the Browns, right? We saw Wills and Conklin, the two tackles, both practice at the end of the week last week. Neither played in the game against Jacksonville. Both practiced yesterday. Wills limited, Conklin full. I think Conklin is, like, close to 100% to play, and I think Wills, just if you follow the stuff enough the way injury reports work, I think Wills is going to play this weekend. So I think you're going to get both of Cleveland's starting offensive tackles back in this game. No, and Njoku, obviously. But I think, like, this is going to be a good injury report for the Browns. So my sense is that Cleveland will go up to a full touchdown favorite in this game in between now and kickoff on Sunday. And I actually think I'm going to end up with a bet on the Giants just to cover the spread in this game. Cleveland in week one in the loss to Dallas, not as bad as the final score indicated, right? I talked about that last week, but still not a great game for the Browns. And then last week against Jacksonville, like, Cleveland won the game, but look, all the Browns fans watched the game, right? If you actually look at the box score, Jacksonville probably should have won the game. Now, that kind of thing happens in the NFL all the time. Just because you quote-unquote should win a game doesn't mean you are going to. But I actually think the Browns are a little overrated in the betting market coming into this game. I do think Cleveland will win the game. But betting-wise, guys, I actually think this is going to be a closer game than people anticipate. I'm going to end up with a bet on the Giants, and I think I'll get 7. So if anyone out there listening, if you want to bet the Browns on Sunday, I would bet them now. I would not wait, because I think you'll get a better number if you put the bet in now.
Hey, I want to ask you this question, because we were just talking to Phil Dawson, who former Browns kicker that's going to be inducted in the Legends Club over the weekend. But we were talking about how kickers are just booming from beyond 50 yards and out. How can you use that to your advantage if you are if you're gaming?
Yeah, so I actually think it's something that people would think helps the overs of games, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I guess in a weird way, I guess it could. For me, I actually think it could help games with high totals go under, where you get into a situation where you're fourth and whatever, fourth and three from, and look, like, I'm 41. I'm guessing you guys are around my age group, right?
Thanks.
Oh, sure.
Okay, maybe a little
close
over,
enough.
A little,
yeah, just whatever. Tad. Just a little.
Okay, so, like, when I was a kid, or when you guys were kids, like, 47 was a long field goal.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Like 54 was like a non-starter. Like, teams didn't attempt field goals of like 55 yards or more. It almost never happened. So we're in uncharted territory right now where guys are banging kicks home every week from like 57 plus. So I think it's something where you would think, well, this will help scoring because you have more field goals. I actually think it takes away the opportunity for teams to score touchdowns. Where, you know, look at Sunday Night Football with the Texans a couple times with Kyeme Fairbairn in the game against the Chicago Bears. You know, fourth and three or whatever from the 40 in a situation where a team might go for that in plus yardage, like, they send out the field goal unit and you miss the opportunity to score a touchdown and get 7 points because you feel like you have 3 points guaranteed. Now, I don't know if that's something to really take into a handicap of each individual game just yet, but I do think it's something to consider, and I appreciate the question.
When a guy like Austin Seibert hits 7 field goals in a game against your Giants.
Yeah, former Brown Austin Seibert.
Yeah,
right?
that plays into exactly what you're talking about, doesn't it? As far as making things maybe more challenging as teams aren't getting touchdowns, but maybe getting points in situations where they wouldn't get points before.
Now,
I would think it makes it tough.
Now, I would say just with that individual situation, and I just because I'm a Giants fan and I bet the game and I watched every play of the game, all the cyber kicks were like, well, I don't know what his longest kick was. It had low 40s. The Commanders got into the red zone every single drive, like literally every single drive of the game. Every single drive of theirs ended in a field goal. They were all short kicks. So I don't know if that one is like something to point to, because they were all like any kicker should be able to make those kicks that Seibert made. But I do think it's something to consider again, where you have the average kicker now is able to hit one from like 55. And this didn't used to be the case.
No.
So I do think it's something to consider now, obviously, when we're talking about games.
How can you use the fact that Amari, I'm just trying to say, and can you use it to your advantage, that Amari Cooper and Deshaun Watson have had trouble hooking up on this, and that the running backs for the Browns, last week they gave you 125 yards, but, you know, it's kind of a hodgepodge in Cleveland on who's going to get yards and when they're going to get them, and, like, when you can ingest that kind of information to figure out how to make an informed wager, what would you do there?
Yeah, so we'll start with Amari Cooper, and mm-hmm. if you just I'll bring up their props for this weekend because I have it on my screen right now. Mm-hmm. All right, so Amari Cooper's receiving yards prop for this week is 46.5, which is very, very low for a player of his caliber, but it makes sense, right? I think he's been targeted, close to 20 times from Watson, and I think he has 27 yards receiving.
17 targets and, like, 5 catches.
And what, like 30 yards, right?
Yeah.
Something like that. No, and I'm not exaggerating. It might be 27 yards. So at some point, like if you, and this is more of like a prop betting fantasy question, right? Because Amari Cooper is never going to impact the spread of a point spread of a game. Like quarterbacks and like Myles Garrett, like great pass rushers, would impact the spread of a game. But if you play fantasy football, you want to place prop bets, or if you're a Browns fan, you want to see Amari Cooper start succeeding, I think you can look at volume and you can say that at some point, the worm is going to turn, right? Like 17, that's 9 targets one game, like 8 another, or 10-7. Like he's getting a ton of looks. Even if Watson's not great, Amari's too good. Like he is going to pop sooner rather than later. Now, in this particular matchup against the Giants, he's likely to see Deontay Banks, who's like a really good number one cornerback for Big Blue. But I mean, Amari Cooper should be able to get his on Deontay Banks. Like I think the time to bet on Amari Cooper is now, actually. Like buy low in fantasy, because like he's getting all the targets. At some point, they're going to turn. I think it's impossible for what's happened to continue over the balance of a full season. The running backs is pretty interesting, right? Because in the week one game for Cleveland against Dallas, Jerome Ford, and like, well, we'll see what happens whenever Nick Chubb is back, right? But mm-hmm. Jerome Ford operates as the team's like clear-cut number one running back. And the expectation coming into last week is that Jerome Ford is going to be the clear-cut number one running back, and that's obviously not the case. Like, Pierre Strong was involved, and he gets hurt, and he's going to be out for this week, I think, right? And Deontay Foreman was actually Cleveland, like the running back for Cleveland that got the most carries last week. And Ford probably, like, looked better, and I think had a better box score, like yards per carry. But now I think this is like full-blown two-man by committee here. I don't think we have a situation where Jerome Ford is the clear-cut number one anymore. I think you're likely to see both Foreman and Jerome Ford. And I think the way to take advantage of this, if you're looking to bet this game, would be in the anytime touchdown market. Now, I don't see that open yet for this game, for Browns-Giants, but it's very likely that Deontay Foreman will have longer odds than Jerome Ford to score a touchdown. And I would encourage everyone listening to this right now to ask yourself that question. Like, you all watched the game last week. Do you think that's right? Or should they have the same odds? So it's like, and let's say Foreman's odds are shorter. Like, you should bet either Ford or Foreman, who's ever has the worse odds, the longer odds to score a touchdown, because it is not going to be priced correctly based off what we saw last week.
Nick Costos joining us, our Odyssey Sports Betting Insider. As a guy who follows the Giants, I want your perspective on this one, because when it comes to gaming on this, I think this is fascinating. People can't stand Daniel Jones. Okay, you hear so many bad things about Daniel Jones from folks coming out of New York and elsewhere. It's ridiculous. However, you have Malik Nabers, you have Wandale Robinson, you have Darius Slayton, you have Jalin Hyatt. You have some wide receivers who people like a lot. Well, somebody's throwing them the ball. How do you balance that out and maybe make some money on it?
Yeah, so I appreciate like the way you phrased that question. Jalin Hyatt is a zero. I wish he were good as a Giants fan. He's done nothing, and I think like it's probably done for. Not that he can't have like a good game here or there or catch like one long pass. I think it's done for Hyatt. Slayton is jag. Like, he's just a guy. Wandale's pretty good, and like Wandale's more of just like an underneath slot receiver. He had 12 targets in week one, caught a touchdown last week against Washington, but did nothing in the game otherwise. The guy that really excites you if you like props, you play fantasy, is Malik Nabers, and he's ridiculously good. And I think kind of like football fans, prop bettors, fantasy players can get too focused on, well, like the quarterback is so-and-so, so this receiver can't perform. Like, I understand. Like, trust me, I'm a Giants fan. I know Daniel Jones is not good. I understand this better than anybody. But you don't have to be great to support a number one receiver. Like, think about last year with the Minnesota Vikings, just as an example, right? When Kirk Cousins tears his Achilles and they have like 6 quarterbacks play throughout the season, and Justin Jefferson's awesome in every game. Because like all you have to do is like, you could be a below average quarterback to get the ball to your number one receiver. So I love Neighbors. Like, I think I've bet his overs the first 2 weeks. They've cashed each of the first 2 weeks. He is sitting right now at 67.5, so the number's higher this week. I would never, ever bet the under on Malik Neighbors, because you know it's kind of like with Amari Cooper, right? Like, Wandale Robinson, and I'll be really quick on this, like, Amari Cooper and Malik Neighbors are the same in this regard. And the other, like, Jerry Jeudy and Wandale Robinson are almost, like, the same to a degree. Where 1 week, Wandale Robinson could have 12 targets, the next week he could have 3. Whereas, like, every week, Malik Neighbors is getting 10 targets. Every single week. Like, every week, Amari Cooper's getting 10 targets or close to it. Like, those are the guys that you can feel confident betting on in a week-in, week-out basis. You know the volume is going to be there.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Like it. All right. Who do you like in this game? Browns, Giants, last thought.
I'll take the points with the Giants, but I do think the Browns are very likely to win the game. So I think it'll be closer. Like, this is a kitchen sink game for the Giants. Like, lose the game, not only do you go 0-3, but like the coach and GM, big time on the hot seat. Quarterback's like probably already done. So I think you get like kitchen sink effort from the Giants. I don't think it's going to be enough to win the game. I like the Browns to win, but I do think it'll be closer than the betting market thinks, guys. So give me the Browns to win, Cleveland to improve to 2-1, but the Giants to cover the point spread.
Nick, thank you, buddy.
Thank you, Nick.
You got it. Wishing you guys and the listeners minimal sweats winning bets. The absolute very best of luck.